Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, folks, you've been with me. Hopefully, you've been with me for a couple of weeks now. And we've been on this journey, we've been on this mission to learn about the United States Marine Corps leadership traits and how to be a better leader, not just to be a boss, not just to be in charge, but to actually be a leader. And yes, I do genuinely believe that in our modern era in the United States of America, and probably the world too, but mostly the United States of America is what I'm dealing with, that we have an absolute genuine crisis in leadership. We have a very, very sad lack of leadership. We got a lot of bosses. We got a lot of people who will tell you what to do. We have a lot of politicians that will attempt to buy your votes and buy your favoritism by telling you whatever it is that they think you want to hear, or giving you whatever free thing that is you think you want. But that's not what a leader does. And we're all the way down to the E in buckle. JJ did tie buckle. And that is endurance. All right. This is something near and dear to the heart of every United States Marine, especially those that are in the infantry. Endurance is the mental and physical stamina that is measured by your ability to withstand pain, fatigue, stress, and hardship. For example, enduring pain during a conditioning march in order to improve stamina is crucial in the development of leadership. The ever-present Marine Corps hump. That's what we called it in the infantry. We called it humping. Humping is a forced march. It is a conditioning march. It's when you take all of your stuff and you put it on your back, your pack and your weapon and your helmet, your flak jacket, and all that stuff you need to go to war with, and you walk, you march. And not at a leisurely stroll, at a very, very vigorous pace. And you keep going, and you keep going, and you go even farther than you thought you would ever go. And then the whole time you're thinking, why are we doing this? We have trucks, we have helicopters, we have Amtraks. Why are they making us walk? Because it's not about walking from point A to point B. It's about conditioning your body. It's about pushing yourself farther than you ever thought that you could go. Well, what does the Marine Corps say you can do to improve your endurance? Develop your endurance by engaging in physical training that will strengthen your body. Finish every task to the best of your ability by forcing yourself to continue when you are physically tired and your mind is sluggish. So all of you guys out there, and a lot of you out there, you're like, okay, Paul, it's all great for Marines, and you guys put on these big heavy packs and helmets and stuff, and you grab your rifles and machine guns, and you go for a walk. But I'm just a dude. I'm just a woman. I'm not really going to put all that stuff on me, and I'm not going to hump. I'm not going to march. I'm not going to do any of that. No, you're probably not. And the chances are really good. See, the thing with the force march or the conditioning march is you don't get to set the pace. Someone else is up front setting the pace, and you have to match that pace. Because if it was you, every time you got kind of uncomfortable or it got hard, you'd slow down or you'd sit down. But when someone else is in charge, you just have to keep going regardless. So what can you do in your own world to increase your own physical stamina by training? Well, it says, suggestions for improvement are really simple. It's simple, but it's difficult at the same time. Engage in physical training that will strengthen your body. From a personal standpoint, I have been involved in the Starting Strength program. It's a program developed by Mark Ripito. You may have read the book. It's on the third edition by now. And I'm being coached by Matt Reynolds. And Matt Reynolds is one of Mark Ripito's senior students. And it is physical strength training using the barbell. Yes, the big long one with the fat ends that you, yeah, the barbell. Not dumbbells, not kettlebells, the barbell. That's right. And when you engage in the Starting Strength program, when you begin, every single workout is programmed to be a little bit heavier than the next one, or than the last one, should I say. So let's just say, for instance, you begin and your coach says, all right, I want you to put 135 pounds on the barbell and I want you to get under it and I want you to squat it. And a lot of you guys are like, ah, that's really super light. And calm down. And I want you to do it correctly. And this is the form. And they coach you and you do it. All right. You did that five times for three sets. Now, in 2 days, we're going to put five more pounds on there. And in 2 days from then, we're going to put five more pounds. And then 3 days, five more, and so on and so forth. So very quickly, within a couple of weeks, you've gone from your starting weight, which is, let's say, 135. You can do the math, right? So in 10 sessions, you'll have increased that, well, 10 times 5. So now you're doing 185 10 sessions later. You're like, well, yeah, 10 sessions is a lot. Well, 10 sessions is only a few weeks. Now you get into you've been doing it for 3 months. So now you do the math. Now you're 150 pounds heavier than you were. And you continuously put more and more and more weight on the bar until you get to the point where you're doing something that is very physically uncomfortable. It's not going to harm your body. It's not going to hurt your body, but you're going to encounter fatigue. You're going to encounter stress and hardship. Physical training that strengthens your body is voluntary hardship. It is hardship that you undergo and endure because you know there are benefits on the other side.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, when we launched this whole discussion about being a leader, we said that being a leader is not going to be easy. Sometimes being a leader requires sacrifice. Sometimes being a leader requires doing that which is not comfortable. Sometimes being a leader requires putting forth more effort than you actually ask of your people, working harder than you ask your people to work. And when it comes to endurance, if you want to strengthen your body, and when you strengthen your body, you're actually strengthening your mind at the same time. You're like, oh, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the barbell doesn't make my brain stronger. No, your barbell doesn't. The barbell doesn't make your brain stronger. But it is your mind that tells your body to keep going. You get under it and you're like, oh, this is super heavy today. I do not want to do this. I don't even want to do it once, much less five times. I don't even want to do one set, never mind three sets of this. And you're an adult. Most people out there, you know, you're adults, and you could stop. You could quit. Your mind says, this is going to be really heavy. This is going to be super uncomfortable and stressful. This is going to be a hardship. Go ahead and put the weight back down. Go sit on the couch. Watch some TV. Take a nap. Taking a nap would be nice and comfortable. No. When you undergo voluntary hardship, your brain tells your body, I know this is going to suck. I know this is going to be hard. This is going to be difficult. But guess what? We're going to do it anyway. And the more times you encounter that, the more times that your brain forces your body beyond discomfort, beyond hardship, beyond the stress, the more times that your brain tells your body, yeah, I know, body, I know you're tired, but we're going to keep going until this is done. The more times you do that, the greater your physical and mental endurance will be. I know it's not fun, but being a leader is not fun. And if if you could become strong by sitting on the couch, you know, eating cookies, then everybody would do it. But you can't. You actually have to you have to endure voluntary hardship. So, endurance, it's part of being a leader. And believe me, if you make yourself do that, if you're the leader, you need to be able to go at least as far or farther or work as hard or harder than all the people around you. Because as soon as you say, okay, I'm tired, I quit, everyone else that you're leading will look at you and say, well, he's tired, he's quitting, time for us to quit too. All right. J.J. Did Ty Buckle, the United States Marine Corps Leadership Traits. I hope you have enjoyed and appreciated this series. And as I mentioned a couple of times previously, there are executives in the corporate America that will pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go to seminars to have people teach them these very things. And all you have to do is listen to Morning Mindset with an open mind and an open heart and pay close attention. There you go. You're ready. All right. That is the end of J.J. Did Ty Buckle. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. And if you'd like to get more from yourself, from myself, Paul G. Markle, if you'd like to read more that I have written, all of my books are available on Amazon as paperbacks and Kindle versions. Remember a couple of days ago we talked about knowledge? Picking up a piece of dead tree and opening it up and expanding your brain? Well, you can do that. Go to Amazon.com, search Paul Markle, that's me, M-A-R-K-E-L, and you will find all of my books available as paperbacks or Kindles. And as an added bonus, if you have the Kindle Unlimited, if you're signed up for that, the vast majority of the books that I've written you can download and put on your phone or your tablet for free because you're a Kindle Unlimited customer. So you're welcome for that. All right, guys, that's it, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.